When he can get you out of the way, then he has a chance. At the age of 40, when Moses was cocky and overconfident and tried to free his people in his own strength, he was a big flop and had to run for his life without them in a personal exodus of his own, alone and all by himself. And it took God 40 years in the wilderness to teach him humility and utter dependence on God until he no longer wanted the job. Then he was ready. He didn't think he was able, and that's good, because man's extremity is God's opportunity. When you come to the end of your rope, then God has a chance to work. He has to break us, and it's hard to be broken. It makes you want to die, you know, but then you're willing to live for Jesus, for only from such death can life be born anew. Isn't that wonderful? First he makes you want to die, and then you yield and surrender your life in the face of death, and you are willing to live it for him, for it is no longer you that live, but Christ that lives in you, for you are now dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Galatians 2:20 and Colossians 3:3. So if you feel you're nothing and you're no good, cheer up. When you're so weak that you don't feel capable of or sufficient, then God has a chance to take over and do things to suit himself. Only he can do it. Just give him a chance. Let go and let God. Surrender to him.